At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Okay, we're going to try this one more time, and hopefully you can hear me. We had technical problems earlier. My mic wasn't working for some reason, so hopefully it's working now. And so we're going to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. And I am excited about today, and I'm excited about having you with me today. And hopefully you're with me today. And so the card for the show comes from my animal guide deck. And it's the platypus, and it says, stop complaining and focus your attention on the blessings in your life. A lot of times, we are just constantly complaining. I don't like this, I don't like that, this is not working out for me, and so on and so on and so on and so on. But what we are forgetting are those blessings and those little miracles and big miracles that happen in your life. Today, later on here, I'm going to be sharing a story with you that, to me, was a turning point in my life. And it's one of those stories, you know, if you heard of Ripley, Believe It or Not, well, it's one of those stories that you're going to go, okay, do I believe this or do I not believe this? And I'm going to leave it up to you. All I know is what I'm about to tell you happened, and it's up to you if you want to accept it. You know, if it resonates with you, awesome. If it doesn't resonate with you, okay too. All right? But we're going to be sharing a story here that I find really amazing. And I still scratch my head. I still go, huh? but I'm telling that here in a little bit. But, you know, stop complaining and focus your attention on the blessings in your life. No matter if there's a whole bunch of bad going on, there are still blessings. There are still things that you can be thankful for. One of them is breath. Okay, you're alive. You might not, you know, maybe you're not wishing you were alive. I don't know, but you got breath in you right now. So that's a blessing. That's something to be thankful for. You know, there's trees and there's grass and there's a blue sky today for me, so I'm thankful for that. It's been raining here for like 2 days constant and nonstop rain. And so I am so thankful that the sun is shining. So we got to always find those little blessings in our life, those little things that we're thankful for. Even when it seems like the world is caving in on us, you know, there's always little blessings that we can be thankful for. Let's see. Let me give you my website. The website for the show is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. You can find out who's coming up on the show. Wednesday's program is going to be very special to me as well. And I'm going to call the show, the name of the show for Wednesday is Peanut Butter Cookies and Wisdom. And you'll have to tune in to find out what that's all about. But the show title for Wednesday, and it's May 1st, is Peanut Butter Cookies and Wisdom. All right. Then on Friday's program, I'm going to have Jill Carroll with us. She is an amazing. Did I say amazing three times there? Amazing four actually, psychic medium from the UK. She's Erin Knowlton's mom, and last time she was here with me, she actually was, I think, the second guest on my program when I first started, and I was just like that. Have you ever had that, like, head spin around moment in your life where you just go, wow, I had that with her. And so she's going to be with us Friday, and I'm looking forward to that so much. Let's go ahead and go to prayer now, and let's start today's program. And let me give you my personal website where you can set up readings with me and stuff like that and learn about me and all that kind of stuff. www.spirituallyawakening.com is the business site. www.spirituallyawakening.com. You can find out events and all that kind of stuff over there. www.spirituallyawakening.com. All right, now let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, man, I just thank you so much for everything that you do for me. And I thank you this morning that I woke up. That's a good thing. And I thank you so much for that. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for the energy that I feel and the love that I feel today, and just, I cannot wait to see what you do today, and not just on this program, but in my life in general and in the life of my listeners today. I just can't wait to hear those stories of miracles in their lives and how you help them through difficult times. I can't wait for you to begin to move those things that have been holding us back and been restricting us, some of them created by us, but some of those created by others by limited belief systems. Don't let any of those be in our way today. Remove all of those and let us boldly move forward in you today. Father, Mother, God, I ask that you would help me move out of the way. Anything that might be in the way today, just move that out of the way so I can become that vessel that you always use on this program, and I'm so thankful for that. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for my listeners, live and archived, and I thank you so much for them. And I thank you for what they are doing, because they have a reason, they have a purpose. They might not know that reason, and they might not know that purpose right now, but Father, Mother, God, you have a reason for them being here. And just let them know that today. Just love on them today. Let them know that they are loved beyond anything else. Let them know that. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray that right now that you would move all those obstacles that have been in their way out of their way today, that they would see a clear path and have a clear vision and have clear hearing today to hear what you would have to say to them. Father, Mother, God, sometimes it might not always be what they want to hear, but it might be what they need to hear. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for that. Right now, surround us all with that white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection, and we thank you so much for your protection, for that Archangel Michael that has that shield and that sword that watches over us and protects us and that says, no way. And I thank you for that protection today. And I thank you what you are about to do in this now moment. And I say namaste. And I say amen. All right. Wow. So, I don't know if you're feeling what I'm feeling. I hope you're feeling what I'm feeling. I would tell you at this moment to fasten that seatbelt, because I just feel like that we're about to take off. So you might want to fasten your seatbelt. Keep your hands inside the vehicle at all times, because we're about to launch here. Man, I just love spirit so much. You know, from the very beginning of my life, I just have always had a knowing, something in me, a built-in something inside of me that always knew that there was something more, something beyond what my five senses could see or hear or feel or even experience, something beyond all of that, something bigger than me, something bigger than you. I might not have always knew how to work in that when I was younger, and I still am learning. It's a learning experience every single day. Every day I'm evolving. Every day I'm spiritually awakening, just like you. You know, I go back to when I first started on Blog Talk, and I look back and I listen to some of those shows way back then, and this program has evolved, and I've evolved. And I'm continually going into a stronger place. I'm going deeper and deeper inside of me, more and more into the spirit within me. And I know that you are too. And I'm so excited for us. I'm so excited for what's ahead. You know, I don't look at all the negatives. I don't buy into the negatives. You know, because if we focus on the negatives, if we focus on what the news wants to tell us, what's going on in our world, then we're going to be a little fearful. We're going to get off track. But I want to listen to that small, still voice inside of me that says everything's okay. Everything's under control. I want to listen to the voice of truth, because the voice of truth will lead us forward. I don't want to listen any longer to the voices that are out there saying this can't happen. You're never going to reach your goal. You're never going to be what you want to be. You're never going to reach it. I don't want to listen to those voices. I've listened to those voices for too long in my life, and so have you. It is time for us to boldly go forward. You know, I feel like that this week is that turning point for a lot of us. I don't know why, I just feel that. If we lit it. You know, Spirit can only bless the socks off of us if we let Spirit bless the socks off of us. If we are still holding on to yesterday and to old regrets and old memories and all those what ifs, then we are not going to be in this now moment, and then we're not going to be able to get those miracles and those blessings in our lives that Spirit wants to pour into us. Because we're not in the now moment. We're living in yesterday. And yesterday, my friend, is done. It's over. Gone. Kaput. It's out of the way. We need to move forward. We need to trust the Spirit within us more and more every single day, every single second. You know, in some ways, working with Spirit is like a relationship. It is a relationship. And every day, I fall deeper and deeper in love. Every day, I go a little deeper. Every morning, I wake up and say, Spirit, what do you got for me today? You know, what can I do today to make my world a better place? Every day, I fall deeper and deeper in love. We're going to put on a song, and then your calls are going to be next. And then somewhere in there, I'm going to tell you an amazing story of how Spirit stepped in and stopped something awful from happening. It's one of those believe it or not stories. It's coming up really soon, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am so thankful for you. And we'll be right back.
Good day is now.
right, let's take some calls. I'm going to give you some instructions before we take some calls. Please listen. Okay, first of all, have something ready, like a question, focus, something that you want to focus on. All right? Then, one question per caller. Okay? One question per caller. Okay? I have a lot of calls. If you'd like to be a part of the program, you can do so. 347-327-9316. There's a few people ahead of you, but not very many. So let's take some calls. We'll say hello to whoever's on the other end of 609. Hi. Oop, hold on. Hi.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Everything happens for a reason. I was listening to the beginning of your show when you say all you do is just complain, 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 complain.
Right.
And I'm one of them people.
Hey, I think we all do that from time to time. We just don't want to admit it. You know, I think that sometimes we're just always saying, man, you know, I don't like this, I don't like that. You know, hey, it's okay. As long as we don't get stuck there. We don't want to get stuck there, okay?
It's a little too much complaining. And
yeah,
sit back and be like, whoa, you need to calm down. Really breath. You know what I mean? It's like, enough is enough,
enough is enough. Hey, can I get your name, please?
Tabitha.
Okay, Tabitha? Okay. All right. I just want to be sure I got your energy and tapped into you. The one thing I want to tell you, Tabitha, and then I'm going to see if you have a question, but the one thing I want to tell you, first of all, this thing that's going on right now, all this junk that's going on around you that's got you a little negative and a little focused that way, that stuff's about to break out of there. That stuff's about to go away. I'm gonna tell you that by mid-month here in May, you should start seeing a whole big, huge difference, especially according to a relationship. There's some kind of – and I don't feel like this is a romantic relationship. I feel like that this is more like maybe a family thing or a friend thing, something that just got your goat right now, something that's just really got you upset. And I want to say that thing's about to take care of here, looks like about mid-May. All right?
Pretty much what I was really going to, you know, say is family issues, and it's like I'm in a stalemate, and I'm, you know, kind of stuck in a rut, not really stuck in a rut. I think it's something here that I need to learn.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
The reason why I'm going through this, and maybe I haven't got it yet, or maybe I'm getting it. I'm taking some steps forward, a couple steps backwards, and I'm stuck there, and then I'm coming back, you know, a couple steps ahead. But it's pretty much the question is.
Okay.
It's the family.
Okay.
I want to know, am I going to get my own place and get up out of this situation and find a different way to handle them? Because I do love them. I'm very angry, but, you know, I love them.
Yeah,
but,
you
know, I just want them to, you know, call me out my name and you know, taking advantage of me.
Right,
and I'm just a bit tired of it because it's affecting my life as far as moving forward.
Right.
And I got to try to find some kind of remedy or some type of way where I can move forward, but I still want to love them and I still forgive them.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you got that unconditional love. You just need to get the heck out of there. And so, the one thing I will tell you is I definitely see a move for you. I definitely see you in your own place. I definitely feel like that spirit is moving those obstacles out of the way that's been in the way. That's prevented this. You are the one thing I will tell you, Tabitha. You are learning the lessons that you're supposed to be learning. You might not see that right now, but you're going to be stronger and you're going to be more into yourself and more powerful than ever here as you go out of May and into June. You're coming into your own. You're really beginning to see, okay, I am tired of people just taking advantage of me. I'm tired of this nonsense. And the only person that's going to stand up for you is only one person, and that's you. And you're getting ready to do that. And the one thing I like about you, the one thing I love about you, actually, is your spirituality. I can just feel it, like, bubbling through you. Now, you know, it might be a little packed in there with some of this negativity right now, but it's still there. And it's still getting ready to bust out here. And so, you know, I only see good things for you. You are definitely going to move into your own place. Are you working? Because I see a new job or something opening up for you, another opportunity to make some money.
I'm going to court for July 23rd this year for Social Security disability. I believe that I'm going to win and probably get, you know, a little job on the side.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, because I definitely,
and I know I'm going to win the court, and I know I'm going to take that money to get me a place so I can move forward and do some things I need to do. There's a lot of things I need to work on, addictions, you know.
Right.
It's just it just never stops. You know, one goal is the next goal.
Right.
So,
yeah. Yeah. You take care of one of those little monsters, and then another little monster pops its head up. So, but you know, I definitely see you kicking all these things that are these little monsters in your life. I see you kicking them in their teeth and getting rid of them. And so that's a good thing. You know, you are going to kick these addictions, these things that have been holding you back. I definitely see that. And you definitely have the settlement. So I do appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that's helped.
Oh, thank you so much. Definitely, definitely. The opening of the show really just, I had another question. It was like, whoa, wait a minute, this guy is right.
Thank you
so much for opening the show with that. You definitely know what's going on.
All right, you're welcome, and I appreciate you so much. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, I just love her energy. It's just like, wow. It's like, you know, have you ever just had that wow energy thing? That's what I'm feeling right now. 510, you're on the air. Let's keep the ball rolling here. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm super duper great, I think. So yeah. So I don't know where all this energy is coming from, but it's coming from somewhere. But hey, that's all right. I know who you are, but could you say your name for me, please?
Aisha.
Okay. All right. How can I help you today?
Well, of course, my question is about law school. I mean, I don't really know what the question is. Oh yeah, I do.
okay.
I didn't do as well on a paper. I haven't gotten the grade back yet, but I kind of know I've seen the mistakes, and I don't know, I'm feeling very anxious about it. I'm just wondering, is it going to give me?
All right. Okay. Spirit's telling you to stop creating negative. Okay. What you need to do is see the grade you want. Let's see everything being okay with this paper. Okay.
Okay.
No matter what, you know, you feel like you did or didn't do, let's see that this paper is going to be what you need it to be, okay? Instead of saying, man, you know, she's going to give me a bad grade, you know, I didn't do very good, I'm going to flunk out here, you know, let's stop putting that energy out there, okay?
Okay.
We don't want to create that. And so,
definitely.
You know, yeah, you don't want to create that. And so what you need to do is you need to say, okay, I did really good. I'm going to get a good grade on this. You know, it's going to be all right, and everything's going to be fine. That's what the energy you want to put out there. You don't want to put out, oh, man, you know, I like screwed up. But we don't want to put that out there, all right? Well, there's too much of that energy in our world already. We don't need to create any more of it. But, you know, just see positive things. I see positive things. I feel like that you're going to be okay with this. I don't see any problems.
Thank you so much. I always feel calm after I sleep with you, so now I'm feeling good.
Well, good. I'm glad I could be that calming voice in your life in all the chaos. Be that voice of calm here. You know, say everything's gonna be okay. Don't panic. Okay, you know, I think we need that in our lives sometimes. We need just that little you know. I wish that spirit would sometimes just thunder out of the sky and say, okay, you've been in some of those buildings sometimes when they have alarms going off and there's that little voice that said, okay, please stay calm. You know. You know, sometimes in our life we need that, you know, that little voice that say, okay, please stay calm, everything's under control, you know, everything's going to be okay. And that's built inside of us, and that's what Spirit wants me to tell you today, is that everything's going to be calm, everything's calm, everything's going to be okay. There are no worries for you. Just what you create, and let's stop creating worry for you, all right?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day, and I appreciate you calling in.
You too, Michael.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, let's keep the ball rolling here, and let's talk to, hold on, well, my last call is spinning around in circles there. Okay, now let's go ahead and let's move forward with Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Michael. How are you today?
I can't complain. we do too much of that. We're not going to be doing any complaining today. This is a no complain zone today. So how can I help you, Ann?
Well, that relationship with the gentleman that I liked, and we were dating. It's been like no communication for a while. And what do you see with this relationship?
Okay. Spirit's saying this, and hopefully this will help you. The one thing that Spirit really wants you to focus on in right now is you. You know, just get all your ducks in a row, get you in order, and everything like that. Now, as far as this relationship goes, I do feel like that this relationship can work, but it's going to take him communicating with you. You can't have a relationship if he's not talking. And so I do feel like that there will be some communication from him, possibly a phone call here. And I'm going to say here in a couple weeks. This looks like mid-May to me. This would put you that second week in May. I really feel like that there should be a call from him. Okay.
And do you see that it will develop? Because actually it stopped because we had some argument and he got very upset.
Yeah,
and he stopped communicating because
He doesn't know how to be it. And the one thing I'll tell you about, guys, we're not in touch. You know, luckily I am, but a lot of guys are not in touch with their emotional self. They just are not in that place. And so I feel like that's with him. He's a hothead in a lot of ways. And what he did is he exploded, and he got really mad. And now he's embarrassed that he got mad. So now he doesn't know how to deal with that. And so he's got to work all these things out. But I do feel like that he will do this. I feel like that in this, you know, here in a couple of weeks, he will call you up. You know, he will apologize for not talking to you. And you guys can work this out. You know, I do feel like that this could be a long-term relationship. But he's going to just really have to work on his temper. He's got a very quick fuse here. And so he's really going to have to work on that. But, you know, if he works on that and you're willing to work with him on that, then I do feel like that this relationship could be a long-term relationship, and hopefully that helps you.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
All right.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You. No problem. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Yeah, the one that I tell you about, guys, you know, a lot of guys, we're just not in touch with ourselves. We're a lot of guys, you know, we're that kind of fight kind of attitude. A lot of people out there, that's going to change, and luckily we're all evolving and we're getting rid of that stuff, but a lot of guys just not in touch with their emotional selves, and they got quick fuses, and not just guys, there's women with quick fuses too. But you know, we got to all work on that and make a better world around us. Rosemarie, hopefully your day's going well in New Jersey. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I was wondering if communication with friendship in the next couple of weeks or anything positive or any changes, if you see.
Okay. Definitely positive changes with friends. Is there a friend right now that's sort of a little distant with you or upset at you? Because I keep feeling that.
I think he is because I'm in a different location than where he is.
Okay, yeah, because I just feel like that he doesn't like this distance. I just kept picking up, you know, that he doesn't like the separation thing that's going on right now. You know, I feel like that he will work out this, you know, in his own little head and realize it's not that big of a deal, you know. But right now, you know, he's just, you know, that place where, okay, I don't like this. He's the kind of person that likes to be in control of things. And right now, he's not in control of this. And so this is making him a little off balance. Does that make sense where you're concerned? Now, is this a romantic relationship or thinking about it? Maybe?
Both.
Okay. Because the reason I asked you about that is because I thought, okay, wait. She said friendship, but I'm seeing hearts and I'm seeing, you know, little cupids and stuff like that. So I feel like that you want it to develop in something more. And I feel like that it will in time, but it is going to be a slow process, and it's going to take some time to develop this.
Okay. But you want to communicate because I haven't communicated with him for a while.
Okay, is that you not communicating or him not communicating?
the last time I communicated was a few months ago.
Okay, and he hasn't replied or okay. I do feel like there's some communication coming. You know, like the other caller, I'm going to tell you, I feel like it's that second week. You know, I don't know what's going on in May, but that second week in May, you know, is a breakthrough week, because so far I've been saying that everything's happening on that second week. So I would definitely see that for you as well.
Cool.
Yeah. You know, I would just, you know, give him a little, you know, space here and let him, you know, approach you and say, you know, hey, you know, let's work this out and let's talk about it. Because right now he is upset about this move thing with you. But this move thing with you was necessary, you know, so.
Yeah, like the last caller, like there was some few words coming out of my mouth and I know you got a little upset about it. And I'm like, you know what, if everything, and I'm like, I'm going back home and then
yeah.
Let me deal with what I need to deal with.
Right, yeah,
US.
You need to work on yourself right now. You got when I'm tapping into you, you got like a little volcano inside of you that needs to be taken care of and to look at. And a lot of this anger that's coming from you, I feel like is associated with something in your childhood. So you might want to look at that. Does that make sense to you? Because I keep seeing you as a young girl.
We have tempers.
Okay.
So
all right.
Like our Italian culture.
Yeah, because you know, I think it runs in the family here. You know, it's like it's those quick fuses. You know, it runs in that bloodstream.
Right.
But you can't change that, and you can work on that, and just ask your angels to help you with that. Meditation would be good for you. Just quiet it in your mind. Your mind makes up a whole bunch of stuff that is really not going on, and then you get mad about it.
Right.
So and then half the time it's not even true. You know, your mind's played this huge game with you. So you gotta take control of that and tell that thing to shut the heck up. All right?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Okay.
It's like the whole nationality is like.
Yeah.
We get tempers and then we try to control it.
Right, yeah. And that's okay. Hey, it comes natural to you, but you're going to kick this. You're going to kick this and you're going to be all right down the line. I do feel like that this will develop into a long-term relationship, but it's down the line a little bit because you really need to work on yourself right now, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Thanks.
No problem. Yeah, you definitely need to work on yourself. Okay. Let's see. Where do I go now? Okay, I don't think I've talked to you. Okay, I'm just talking to myself. Just, you know, don't pay any attention to me. 954, you're on there with me. Hi, can you say your name for me, please?
Oh, hi, Michael. My name's Claudia.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Oh, boy, everybody's got relationship questions. I want to know, there's someone that I want to have a relationship with, and I want to know if that is going to happen.
Okay, has this person been around you for a little bit?
Yes, we have been somewhat seeing each other over the last year and a half.
Okay. Because it felt new, but it also felt like they've been around for a little bit. Okay. And I feel like that for them, I feel like that they are a little bit standoffish for some reason. They're not allowing you to completely go into their life. Does that make sense? Because, Because I just feel like that you move forward in this relationship a little bit and you're opening up and you're sharing yourself, but they are not sharing. They're like, it's almost like that they're like in a big huge box with big huge doors with padlocks on them, is what I'm seeing, and they're very closed off. Now the one thing that I will tell you, the reason I feel like that they're closed off is I feel like that there was a lot of hurt with them, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a past relationship or something like that, just recent too. I just feel like it's been recent hurt. So it's like a fresh wound. But you know, as far as a relationship with you, I do feel like they have feelings for you, but they are just so afraid to let you in because they're afraid they're going to get hurt, and you can understand that because you've been there yourself. You know,
yeah.
And so. But I do feel like that this can work into a long-term relationship. It is going to take a lot of patience on your part, and a lot of communication, a lot of understanding, and a lot of forgiveness. You know, there are going to be some hiccups in this relationship, but there are things that can be worked out through communication and forgiveness.
Okay. I recently just saw him for the first time in a couple of months. We hadn't spoken.
Okay.
So is there going to be more contact? I mean, he's going to contact me? Because I've been pretty much the one that's been contacting him.
Yeah, you need to stop contacting him and let him contact you.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to play hard to get for a little bit. Okay. So.
Okay.
Some guys like that, actually. You know, some guys like that. You know, some guys are old-fashioned and they want to be the ones to do all the approaching and all that stuff. You know, I do feel like there will be some communication. I feel like it's more towards the end of May, early June.
Okay.
Okay. But I do feel like that, you know, the one thing that you need to do is really look at yourself, really what you want in your life, you know, manifest this relationship the way you want it. And then let him make those steps towards you, because you deserve him taking some steps towards you. You've done all the stepping so far. He needs to take some steps towards you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you. Right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. You know, if we're the only ones working on a relationship, then it's not a relationship. You know, I've learned that the hard way myself. You know, if I'm the only one giving, you know, there might be something wrong with that picture. So we gotta look at that sometimes. Let's talk to May. May, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking the call. I'm just calling to see how you are. How have you been?
I'm good. I appreciate you asking about me.
My life is going great, and you've been giving me so much guidance and so forth, and I really appreciate it.
Well,
and so I just wanted to see how you were doing, and that's all.
Okay,
you're doing good.
I'm doing good. Yeah, I was having some health issues there, and but I'm doing a lot better. I appreciate you asking and praying for me and all that stuff. So
I will.
There's nothing I can do for you today. Just
well,
hi.
If you want to do a general reading, but really, my life is sometimes when you get a wonderful reading, and I had one from you, you don't need to know more. But
right,
life, you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
The weasel
card popped up out of my animal guide deck, and it says, "Be silent, pay attention, and simply observe with your eyes, ears, and physical feelings what is happening inside and all around you." So what Spirit is saying here is, you know, appreciate what's going on right now. Because, like you said, everything's going well right now. So really experience that. Really dig down into that. And just swim in that joy and that peace right now, because it's all around you. And I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. You take care, Michael. Bye-bye.
Thank you, May. All right, bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and let's talk to actually the person that says hi to you all before you get to talk to me. Hi, Rose.
Hey, Michael.
Hi, how can I help?
Hi. Can you just tell me what you pick up about today? Do you see me finding someone who can help me or
I actually feel like it's going to be the second person you talk to.
The second one, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm a little nervous.
Okay, yeah, and Rose, calm down, okay? Don't let that nervousness, you know, it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. You know, you've heard it so far on the show. You know, the one thing that I would tell you today is we don't want to create any problems, okay? So a lot of times our nervousness, our fears, they're creating things for us that we don't want. And so what you want is just to go smooth. You want it to be okay. You want it to work in your favor. So manifest that and see that happening.
Okay. I'm trying.
Okay. I know you are. I know you are. Hey, I've been there, and I understand. You know, it's one thing somebody telling you to calm down, but, you know, it's that inner self. So what I would do before you make any of these calls and before you talk to these people, what I would really do is I would really pray and really, you know, center yourself, really ground yourself, really get into that place of spirit within you, and just, you know, let it be what it's going to be, okay? Which is going to be awesome.
Okay. Thank you. I needed that.
All right. Thank you, Rose. All right. Bye-bye. All right. And let's talk to, okay, could you say your name for me? 323. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you say your name?
Yes, Jacqueline.
Okay, thank you. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I'm getting into some healing work myself, Reiki and different things like that, and also making some aromatherapy products. I have some venues. I'm looking for venues. I'm looking to work at like some wellness centers, and I put in a few applications.
Okay.
And I'm also looking to work at something similar to a farmer's market, and I have one in mind called Eastern Market. Can you tell me if that will be a good work site for me? And you know, I do sell other products too, so do you see that Eastern Market as being a good place for me?
My spirit guide is jumping up and down, which would mean yes. I would say that that's a good location. My spirit guide is super excited about this for you.
This is actually
a good path for you. And I do feel like that you are going to work with some, you know, other fitness center. I think, you know, wellness centers. I think you mentioned that. I feel like that those doors are going to open as well. I feel like that those doors are going to more open for you in the summer as we go into summer here. I feel more June doors opening for you. You know, the one thing that Spirit wants you to take, I feel like that May is going to be still that month of organizing, you know, getting all your ducks in a row, you know, being sure you got all the legal stuff in place here that you need and stuff like that. And so I feel like this month is more like that organizing month, you know, you calming down, you focusing on your dream and thing. And then I feel like that as you go into June, it's like I saw you on a launching pad and I could almost hear like a countdown going on here. And so I really feel like that things are getting ready to blast off for you in a lot of ways, not just with your business and not just with this healing stuff. But you've been held back for a long time with a lot of limited belief systems, a lot of your own fears. And I really feel like you've worked on that. I feel like that you really have tackled those, and you're still tackling them. There's still a few that pops up every once in a while, but you're working on it. And this is really interesting. I have a really strong woman that just popped in here, and I feel like it's related to you. And it feels like a grandmother and to me. And I don't have a name. This would be on your mom's side. I feel like that. I have a woman on your mom's side. And a very strong woman and somebody that was very independent. And they're saying for me to tell you to stand in your own independence, not to let people boss you around. I feel like that there might have been a period in your life where people just pushed you around a little bit. And so now you're coming into your own and you're going to start pushing back and you're going to push him forward. And I'm excited for you. But that market, that market spot is definitely a good place for you. Okay.
Oh, great. Great. Well, thank you so much. That's some good information. So I'll get to, and keep putting out the applications and resumes for the centers, right?
Yeah, definitely keep doing that because I feel like there's something, one of those is getting ready to pop open, but you need to keep planting that seed out there, okay?
Okay, great. Well, thank you so very much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right. Okay. We are going to shift gears for just a little bit, okay? I just feel like that it's time for me to start sharing with you. Now, if you're on hold, stay on hold if you want. You know, I might take some more calls here, but right now I just got that nudge that Spirit wants me to shift gears here. So that's my job is to listen to Spirit. But I might take some more calls. Just don't go anywhere. I mean, we got a couple, you know, I extended the show for 2 hours today. I don't know if we're going to be on that long. But we'll just see where spirit leads us, okay? That's a big thing. But, you know, I just want to share something with you. And you know, it's one of those stories. I'm about to tell you a story. It's true, as far as I know. And I'm going to tell it to you. And I just want you to listen. I don't want you to make judgments on it. I don't want you to do any of that right away. You know, I want you to let it sink into your spirit. Because it's just an amazing thing. But it's one of those things that is going to have you going, okay, believe it or not. You know, it's one of those stories. And so I'm going to start right now, and I'm going to tell you that. I believe it was a day. You know, I forget the time of this story. You know, I forget what day it was, what the season it was. So I'm gonna say that I really feel like that it was springtime. You know, I feel like it maybe was March. And I lived in Kansas City, Missouri at this time. I was up there. I lived in Kansas City for a couple years. I was, working at a place that made envelopes and notebooks, and it was time to go to work. This day started out like any ordinary day for me, just like any other day. I got up, I woke up, I ate breakfast, I got ready for work. You know, I rode a lot of buses. I didn't have a car, so I rode a lot of buses. And if you lived in a bigger city, you know, a lot of times you can understand that. Public transportation is public transportation. So I had to catch buses. And I was running a little late that day, and it was a little gloomy outside. It was raining a little bit. And I was like, man, what kind of day is going to be today? You know, that's what I was thinking. I didn't know back then what I know now. And, you know, I still had the gifts inside of me, but they weren't as evident as they are today. And really didn't know all this stuff yet. You know, didn't understand my path even yet. And so, you know, I was going just along life just like a lot of you. You know, just that everyday grind. And, you know, getting up, going to work, and thinking, man, you know, is things going to get better? Is anything ever going to happen good in my life? And that's how I was feeling that day. You know, I can remember I just was at that frustrating place in my life, and I was just, you know, complaining a little bit, you know, thinking, man, you know, what is going on? You know, I was about to get laid off. I knew that my job was coming to an end, and it was just one of those days I could feel. You know, and I thought, nothing good is going to happen today. Nothing out of the ordinary is going to happen. It's just going to be a same old day. So I left my house. And like I said, I was running late. And the buses, if you ever ran on buses, they run on a schedule. So I had to hurry. And I ran to the bus stop. And I caught my first bus. And it took me to my next stop. So I got off the bus and you know, I saw people over at the bus stop across the street, and people that I had rode with, you know, day in and day out, you know, you get to know them in some ways. And so, you know, I was looking forward to talking to them, and I was at the corner, and I had a green light. I saw a green light, and, you know, I saw this car at the intersection getting ready to turn onto the other road, which would have crossed my path. And I was in the crosswalk, and I started walking, and this car started turning the corner, and I thought, okay, wait, they don't see me. And it was raining, and maybe, you know, maybe that's why they couldn't see me, or maybe they just couldn't see me. And I wanted to stick with the story because something's about to happen here. And I'm in the middle of the intersection, and this car is coming at me, right at me. And I thought, okay, wait, they're going to swerve at any moment. They're going to swerve. They're going to see me. And all of a sudden, I realized in my head, I thought, okay, something told me, Michael, you need to go limp. You need to let your body go limp. because you are about to get hit. This car was headed right at my stomach, right at my chest. And they did not see me. The next thing that I remember is I could feel the impact. Please listen. I felt the impact of the car. I could feel the front of that car ramming into my stomach, ramming into my chest. I felt the impact of that. The next thing that I can remember and I can feel is that I feel like Jell-O. Have you ever had that Jell-O feel? That's how I feel. I feel something weird going on with me. And all of a sudden, but I felt that impact of the car because I thought, okay, there is no way that this car is seeing me. This car is going to hit me. You ever had that moment that you saw your whole life flash before your eyes? Because I thought, okay, I'm going to die. That's what I was thinking, because I thought, okay, there is no way that this car sees me, going to swerve, it's going to hit me. There is impact. But I wasn't afraid. Because I don't know, I just was not afraid. I don't know why. And so I felt the impact of that car. I felt the Jell-O flow. The next thing I remember is that I'm on the corner. I don't know how I got there. I'm on the corner of the other side of the road where the people are waiting for the bus and waiting for me to come over there and to talk to them. So I'm over there and I'm on the corner and I'm leaning against a light pole, and I look back at the street, and for a split second, I see something laying in the street. And I'm thinking, okay, wait, is that me? And when I said that is me, then that was gone. And then the next thing I remember is I'm really dizzy. I'm leaning against this post. I'm really dizzy. I don't know what's going on for a minute. I don't know what's going on. And so I'm leaning against this post. I'm looking at the people that are at the bus stop. There's like a little shelter. If you've ever been in a city, there's like a little shelter, and there were some people over there. And I could tell that they were all upset and crying and on their phones. And so finally, I walk over there, and I said, what's going on? And this woman, she starts crying, and she goes, you just got, you know, she had that shock look on her face. She goes, you just got hit by a car. There were about six or seven people that were standing at the bus stop, and they were on their phones. One lady had actually called an ambulance. She had to call back to the ambulance. She had to call back 911. This one woman was writing down the car tag of the car because they thought it was a hit and run. This one person came over to me, this woman that was in shock sort of, she came over to me and she started just crying and hugging me and she slapped my face to see if I was alive. I don't know. But you know, she just said, you just got hit. And I was like, no, I'm still here. I'm not out there. I'm right here. I'm not a ghost. You know, I don't know what happened, but there's six or seven people that I wish that I could get on here right now to verify this, but it is something that happened. And, you know, my thing is, what happened? What was that? You know, did that car go through me? I believe that car went through me. I believe that with everything inside of me. Because there is no way else to explain that. Because I was in the middle of the intersection. That car, the hood of that car hit me. A person on the side of, over on the other side that was witnessing all of this from a physical point of view saw me. He told me, he said, Michael, you went over the hood of that car. I saw you lay, you hit the hood of the car, you bounced off of the car, and the car went on. These are eyewitnesses to something miraculously that nobody can explain. I don't know what happened that day. All I can tell you is the story I just told you. What I've figured out through this, through time, is that I believe that that car never saw me. Not one time did that car ever see me. There was no hit and run because there was no hit. I mean, I'm alive and I'm talking to you. So there was no hit and run. They never saw that. So they went on. Now the other people that were witness of that, they saw it. They saw that car hit me. They saw me laying in the road. But something said, not today. I know that for a lot of you, that's a hard story to believe. I know that a lot of you are scratching your head going, Mike, what are you smoking? But all I can tell you is that it was a turning point in my life. I believe that we all have angels with us. We all have angels around us. I still tell that story to my friends, and I still wonder and scratch my head and go, what? One lady stopped riding the bus shortly after that because she just didn't understand it. She just could not, you know, accept it, maybe. You know, she just, maybe I scared her. Maybe she just didn't know what happened. Because that day, seven people saw me get hit by a car. Seven people saw me laying in the street. Seven people had called an ambulance and the police. I don't know what happened, but all I can tell you is that somehow I wasn't in that street, and somehow I was in my body, and somehow I, you know, I'm talking to you because it just was not time. Why that happened? Maybe it was for them. Maybe it helped them on their spiritual path somehow. Maybe it got them to thinking. Maybe it got you to thinking today. Maybe you need a miracle in your life today. Maybe you're having problems that you just don't understand. And maybe you have stories just like the one I told you. Of a time in your life when you just cannot explain what happened. But you know something did. I am so thankful that day, an angel stepped in and said, not today. Because an ordinary day, a day that I was complaining about, a day that I just thought, man, this day's going to suck day. Because it was raining and it was gloomy and I just was in a bad mood. Something extraordinary. Something beyond my thinking. Something beyond my reasoning. Something beyond me. Stepped in and said, not today. We still got something for him to do. You know, maybe you're facing a situation in your life, and maybe there are times in your life that you just want to give up, but not today. Because I feel like, friend, that something extraordinary is in store for you. I don't know your situation. I don't know what's going on in your life. But if you just open yourself up to extraordinary, then extraordinary things will happen. If you open yourself up to possibilities, possibilities will happen. You open yourself up to miracles, miracles will happen. It might be the bleakest day of your life, and maybe you're facing a situation that just looks hopeless. Maybe you're in a place of a lot of fear right now, today. Maybe you woke up this morning and said, man, you know, this day's just going to suck. This day's just going to be awful. But maybe, just maybe, something extraordinary is going to happen. Maybe today, you know, your miracle is going to happen. Maybe today an angel is going to step into your path and intervene. It's up to you if you allow it. Thank you for listening to the story, and let's go ahead and take some calls here. June, I appreciate your patience. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
How can I help you today?
I'm going to say I've been taking lessons in angel card reading.
Okay.
And I did my four lessons. Hopefully they got it right for Doreen Virtue.
Oh, okay.
And I hope I received my certificate. I'm just wondering, do you see me finally going to have clients that I will have to serve this ability to read the angel card reading to them?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you are going to get your certificate. I definitely see that for you. Congratulations on that. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and so I'm excited for you. You know, building up clients, I will tell you, building up clients is a slow process at times. When I first started, it was a slow process. So the one thing I will tell you, don't get discouraged, okay?
Okay.
You definitely got an amazing gift inside of you. You're an amazing person, and you got so much to share. So the one thing that I would tell you, because it is going to be a little discouraging to begin with, because I was really discouraged when I first started, okay? But the one thing I will tell you is work through that. You know, ask your angels to help you with that. But I definitely see clients building up. I would say by the end of the year, you're building up a client base. You know, next year, I really feel like that this is taking off with you next year. So don't lose faith. Okay, that's what I'm telling you. Because you are definitely designed to do this. Spirit led you to do this. And I would hate for you to get discouraged and stop doing it, because you can reach so many different people and going to touch so many amazing lives. So the one thing that you really need to watch here is discouragement. So when you have those bad days, just realize that that's just one bad day. It's not going to last forever. And clients are going to come to you and stuff like that. And if there's any way that I can help you, just let me know, and I would love to do that for you, okay?
Oh, my gosh, that would be very nice, Michael.
All right, yeah.
I just hope that now that my husband passes away, that this way this is going to be clear, and my mind and heart will be clear in order to do the cards the way it should be done.
Yeah, and he's actually going to help you in some ways. He's going to push you from the other side. He's right there. To pushing you forward. But yeah, it is going to be an awesome thing for you, and it's actually going to help you focus on more positive things in your life and not focus on those negative things of your life. So this is a really cool thing. You really work well with angels. You got a lot of angel energy around you right now, actually, and so just continue doing that, okay?
I know, I do feel them, especially when I do take the cards. I sense it even before I even read the book, what they want to say.
Right.
I already knew it before I read it. And
just
gave little extra more information on what the card meant, you know.
Yeah. Now,
I'm thankful.
Yeah, what deck do you have?
Well, I got the Ascended Masters, the Goddess, the Archangels. I got the Magical Unicorn. I got the Mermaid.
Cool. You got a whole bunch. Okay.
I want to be able to, when I do a reading on someone, I want to feel what's, but even I got the one for life purpose. So if I feel this is where I should go for them, that's when I use that one. Or I'll use the angel tarot cards and do the Celtic cross like I did on my daughter, because she was wondering if she was going to open her business. And I was able to say yes, and I actually was able to say yes in July. Now, where did July come from? I don't know. It just came.
Right. And that's how it is. Well, keep trusting the intuition inside of you and June, and you keep moving forward, okay?
Oh, I will. I will, Michael.
All right. Hey, Jude, I'm going to give you an email address for me. Please contact me through email. I'm going to give you an email address, okay?
Okay.
Insights, it's Insights with Michael.
Okay.
At YML.com.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, June, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Oh, I thank you, and God bless you, and I do love you.
I love you, too. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, it's nice to be loved. Man, that's awesome. I love you guys. I really do. Man, I'm just bubbling in love right now. I don't know. I just, man. Hold on for just a second. I'm still in that story and of how Spirit loved me so much that they said, no, not that day. And so, so just give me just a second, okay? I'm going to be quiet for just a second. I just got to try to get hold of that. Hold on. It's those moments in our life that you just go, wow. Spirit loves us so much. And I look back at that time. I look back at that time in my life. And that was way before I even started opening up to my gifts again. But Spirit just loves us always. And it's always right there, knows exactly what's going on in our life. Knew that day that there was going to be a problem with me, even before I started my day. Spirit knew what was up ahead. Was already had angels in place saying, okay, hey, we got to protect him. Talking about angels, and this would be a good time to talk about them since we just got done talking to June. Angels do work with us. A lot of times you hear me say, we have to ask them to help us and work with us and stuff like that. But in extraordinary events like what happened with that car, when you are in danger, when there is something going on that you're not even aware of, the angels can step in. And I believe that day, angels stepped in. I feel like that jello effect that took place was spirits just taking me out of my human form for just a second and setting me over there on the curb and waiting for my body to come back over there. That's my explanation. I don't know exactly if that's true, but that's what I've come up with. But if you analyze that with your mind, you're going to go, okay, that's a great story, but huh. But if you listen with your spirit, if you understand with your spirit, if you can visualize that story and you can see it in your spirit, then you're going to go, oh my lands. And the reason I told you that story today is because I think it's time for us to start seeing those oh my land moments. I think it's time for us to stop being afraid of sharing things like that. I think it's time for us to stop saying, hey, you know what, I'm afraid of my light. I think it's time for us to step into our light and to say, you know what, yeah, this is my time. This is my moment. I think for too long, my friends, we have been in our way. You and I, we've been in our way. The only thing that's really holding you back today is only one person, and that one person is you. Your limited belief systems, you're not dreaming big enough. You're not manifesting big enough. You're analyzing every single moment of your life is holding you back. It is time for us to boldly go with our angels and say, you know what? Today's my day. Today's my day of that extraordinary moment in my life. Today is my day that I'm going to step into all the potential that is inside of me. Today is my day that I'm going to step into my miracle. Today is my day that I'm going to be the change I want to see in the world today. I'm not going to wait for somebody else to make the changes. I'm going to be the change. Today, I'm going to step out and take those Reiki classes that Spirit's been telling me to take, that I've been afraid to take. Today's my day that I'm going to go into that bookstore and get that deck of cards and start reading. Today's my day that I'm going to start listening to those little voices and start accepting those shadow things to be my loved ones that are trying to communicate with me. Today is my day that I'm going to step out. Today is my day that I'm not going to just be a bystander anymore. I'm going to be a participant of life. Today's my day that I'm going to get that job that I've been looking for. Today's my day that person that I want to share my life with is getting ready to come into my life. Today's my day that I'm going to move past those addictions, those things that I know that are no longer good for me or no longer working for my higher good. Today's the day that I'm going to kick those things to the curb. Today, I'm going to conquer those little monsters in my life that have been chattering to me and saying, hey, I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy enough. It's never going to happen. Today, I'm going to kick them in the teeth and say, today's my day to move forward. We live in extraordinary times. We live in a time like no other, my friend. There has never been a time in human spirit, in human nature, like today, or like the time we're living in. In our evolution as human beings, there have always been extraordinary times, extraordinary events to move us forward. And right now we live in one of the amazing ones ever. As a group, we are spiritually awakening. You, me, the world, everything is spiritual awakening. It can seem a little scary. It can seem a little unsettling. But it is nothing to be afraid of. It is something to grab hold of and then to embrace and to say, this is my moment. A lot of you listening to me today, you have been feeling stuck for too long. You've been feeling sick and tired for too long. You know that something is going on inside of you, and you're just wanting something to change. Well, manifest that change. See that change. Be the change. Because you can. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to 610. You're on air with me. Could you say your name for me, please?
This is Sonia. Hi, Michael. I love your story.
Thank you. Sonia, how can I help?
I'm calling because there's a situation with my nephew and my sister. You know, she was not around him, but, you know, due to, like I said, things happened for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
He had a terrible car accident. He's only 14.
Ooh.
It was not a car accident. It was a motorcycle accident.
All right.
And he was driving without a helmet, you know, just on the sidewalk. His dad lets him do whatever he wants. And there was an oncoming car. And
okay.
The car was turning. He did not stop. So he flew in the air. He fell and he broke both legs. He couldn't stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to take him in an ambulance. He was in a lot of pain. As soon as he was in the ambulance, he got morphine. I mean, that will tell you the amount of pain he was in. So.
Okay.
As a result of, as soon as I found out and I contacted his mom, and she went down because she lives in Pennsylvania, so she went down to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And she has been with him ever since, you know, and, you know, he was happy. But like I said, he was just with his dad. His dad is 75 years old.
Right.
Let him do whatever. And as a result of a lot of things that happened, he's been going through a lot of, you know, he has anger problems and emotional problems.
Right.
And, she also recently found out he was smoking weed.
Right.
And, you know, she was just concerned about this. And anytime she questioned his dad, like, his legs are hurt. And he's
mm-hmm.
sending the kid to do the lawnmower in business school, mow the lawn. And when she questioned him, he's like, I'm in charge and I do what it says. So, you know, he wants
right.
to control the child.
Right.
And he chairs her out of there. She's out of there now, you know.
Right.
So she really wants to be, you know, the father's really not fit to take care of the boy because he can be out at whatever time he wants. He's
right.
found that company. And
right.
he's only 14, so he can't decide. So she is trying. She was trying to do things in a friendly way with him, but it's not working out.
Okay.
Now she doesn't know what to expect. She is trying to get the counseling, and she's just very sad, you know, right now.
Okay. So your question is,
well, I mean, is what she's doing is not gonna, you know, do anything? I mean, is the father
yeah.
gonna stay with the child despite all of this?
Okay, the one thing that I would tell you and the one thing that I'm seeing, and this is my advice as a reader, and this is what I want to tell you, okay? I feel like that she should contact an attorney. I feel like that she needs to fight for custody of her son. I feel like that if she fights for him, she will get him.
Okay.
I do feel like that, and then I will tell you also, I do feel like that the boy needs some counseling. You know, stuff like that. But I feel like that right now, the one thing that this boy needs is somebody to love him, to care about him. And I, you know, I don't know his father. I don't know that situation. But all I know is that he's not getting that right now. He needs some discipline. He needs somebody that really
right.
will watch over him and take care of him. A mother will do that. So
right, right.
I feel like that she needs to find somebody that will help her legally, and she needs to fight for custody of this boy. If she doesn't, I'm going to tell you, if she doesn't, I would be really concerned about this young man, okay? Because I do feel like that if he doesn't have somebody intervene, somebody to step in here and to get him on a better track, he's on a very bad track right now. His angels did step in and help him in this case and kept him from going on to the other side. But because he still has a purpose, he still has a reason for being here. But the one thing that he needs right now is somebody to intervene here and to love on him and to help him through these times. He has a lot of emotional stuff, yes. But I do believe he'll be okay. But she needs to fight for him.
Right, right. I know that's the thing. The thing is also is that she's not working. She left everything just to go down there, you know, with him.
Yeah.
And she's been staying with family.
Yeah.
She, you know, I don't know how she's going to do financially. Maybe she can get a public defendant. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I believe that she can, you know, there are some, you know, I would look around in a lot of cities, there's a legal aid that you qualify
mm-hmm.
for if you're mm-hmm. limited with finances and stuff like that. So I do believe that Spirit will help her on this because she needs to do this. So she takes that step out. Spirit will lead her to the right people, okay?
Right, I was going to advise her to that as well because, she couldn't even say goodbye. She called her son, and he's like,
right.
he turned off the phone, so he has the boy against her, even though he was very happy because he wasn't eating well.
Right, yeah.
You know, and the father, they have a dog, and the
uh-huh.
father kicks the dog.
Oh,
he's
man.
He's doing a lot
yeah.
of bad things. He degrades women.
Right.
He's very aggressive when he drives. He punches things, and the boy is seeing that. You know?
Yeah, that's not good.
You know.
Yeah, that's not good. And you know, we'll be praying about this situation. I do appreciate you calling in, okay?
Thank you. Thank
All right,
you.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, you know, and please remember that young man in your prayers, and we will do that and be sure that we pray for him. Linda, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I just had a question regarding relating to individuals. I'm kind of feeling I'm in a place where I feel like I'm coming into really, really coming into myself
mm-hmm.
in a place of self acceptance.
Right.
And there's been always a theme with myself and women, and I'm wondering if you could help me kind of just get to the bottom of it. Why my relating with women has been so tough? I almost feel like women have been some of my worst adversaries, and I'm just trying to get a better understanding and better gauge as to why that has been.
Okay, that is a very good question, and hopefully I can give you a very good answer. So let me look at this, okay? I'm going to be quiet for just a second. Hmm. Okay, I'm not seeing anything on this right now. Let me go ahead and pull some cards and let me see if that will help, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. Okay, the walrus comes from my animal guide deck, and it says, remain vigilant about the current situation. Pay attention to signs and omens and let them dictate your choices. Now, what I'm beginning to pick up here is I feel like a lot of this is projected out. I feel like a lot of this is the way you feel about yourself. And a lot of times what happens, and please listen, okay, a lot of times what happens is how we feel about ourselves, we draw those people to us. So I feel like that what's happened is you've been negative, you've been working on yourself, you're getting in a better place, and that's a good thing. But I feel like what's happened here is that you've drawn a lot of the people you don't want around you to you. It's like a magnet in some ways. It's like a negative magnet. Now, what I'm also seeing now is this energy field around you, and it's really interesting. There's an energy field around you that's beginning to push us away from you and drawing more positive people to you. I know that might not make a whole lot of sense right now, but I feel like that it will down the line. But, you know, right now, what I feel like that is some way you've drawn these women to you. I don't know why exactly, but I do feel like that has changed, and you're going to start having more positive people around you, more women that will accept you and will be more loving to you. Let me ask you a question, because I just saw something, and I might need to talk to you in a private reading, because there's some things that are popping up that I don't feel comfortable talking publicly about. But your relationship with your mother, is that good?
My mother's a spirit.
Okay, but when she was here, was that good? When she was in body?
I was angry with my mother.
Okay.
She loved me. I know that she loved me.
Yeah.
But I was just angry with her. I didn't get to the stage of forgiving your parents and having a relationship.
Right.
But
right.
My issue with her, it wasn't necessarily her.
Okay.
It was the women of my maternal line that were very nasty to me, aunts, cousins.
Right.
I love my grandmother, but she kind of didn't help it. It was kind of like she didn't step in and stop it. She more joined in. So it wasn't my mom.
It was like in a family line. It was like. It's like in a bloodstream system, sort of. The one thing I'm going to suggest to you, because I'm going to have to move on, but the one thing I'm going to suggest to you is I feel like a full reading, I might be able to help you a lot more, because that way I can focus a lot more and clearer on this. But that's totally up to you. You can find that information over on my website at www.spiritualawakening.com. That's totally up to you. But I feel like that if I had a little bit more time, a little more focus, I think I could definitely help with this. Okay?
Thank you. Perfect.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, because this is just like you go into a bakery and you see like a huge cake, and you know you say, man, I love that huge chocolate cake. That chocolate cake looks really well and good. And then the woman or the guy or whatever who's behind the counter says, you want a sample? Because you know you can't have the whole cake right then, but you're going, oh, I might want the sample. So you grab the sample, but it's not the whole cake. It's not the whole thing. And that's how a radio show like this is. It's like, okay, I give you a snapshot of a bigger picture. And I have that bigger picture, but I don't have the time to share that bigger picture. A full reading gives me more focus, gives me more time with you. Okay? Something for you to think about. www.spiritualawakening.com. Melvin, hi.
Hey, Michael.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, yes, sir. I just want to make this quick, and
okay.
I know you're busy.
Yeah.
I have real concerns about my son Joshua,
okay.
my youngest child.
All right.
He's in prison,
ooh,
and okay. I kind of feel that they gave him a bad deal. and they gave him like close to almost 15 to 20 years.
Ooh, man.
And it's really ripping me apart because my other kids, they are like, you know, Daddy, are you going to do anything? Or, you know, are you going to do this and that? And I'm kind of confused, and I just want to see what you see about my son, Joshua.
Joshua.
Does he have to do, yes, sir. Do he have to serve all that time, or you know, do I need to reopen his case and fight through this and try to get that kid, you know, get him out of there?
Okay. All right, Melvin. My job is to just tell you when I'm picking up with spirit, okay? I'm just a messenger, okay?
Okay.
All right. The one thing that I will tell you is what I keep picking up is there's nothing you can do right now. You know, I this is awful. I don't like it. I don't like the fact that he's got a lot of this time. You know, maybe there was a rush to a judgment here. But right now, what Spirit's telling me is to leave this alone right now. There is nothing that you can do about this.
Okay.
You would just be throwing money almost like into a fire, and it would just be burning up your money, and nothing's going to be accomplished here right now. Now, that doesn't mean – now, please listen. That doesn't mean that this can't change, you know, here in a year or so, and maybe, you know, at that time, maybe, you know
–
you're going to be in a better place to fight. Maybe there's going to be some things that come to light and stuff like that. With the cases, you hear about this in the news all the time. You know, new evidence pops up.
Right.
You know, new things come up. But right now, Melvin, there is nothing that you can do about this. And I know that you got brothers and sisters, you know, that are hollering at you and other people hollering at you. But right now, you just got to just let it be. And I know that's hard to do. I have no idea how you feel because I'm not in your shoes.
Yeah.
But I know that this is an awful situation for you. I'm sorry you're going through it. But he put himself in a position that he's, you know, there's consequences to behavior. And you know, I do feel like that he got a little bit too much time. You know, I do feel like that, you know, he had to pay for his debt. I mean, you know, he did make a mistake. And, you know, we don't want to face that sometimes. But,
right.
You know, he did screw up. And
right.
But I do feel like that, you know, here in a couple years or so, I do feel like that something will break here. I don't feel like that he'll serve all his time, but I feel like that he will serve a lot of time, okay? But you know, I'm really sorry for you, and hopefully that helps.
Yes, it does, Michael. Because you know, I feel like you know maybe because he has you know he's been there since 2009.
Right.
And could you like see maybe when he maybe be released, maybe 4 or 5 years from now?
I don't see that. The one thing that I will tell you, Melvin, and the one thing that I saw was 10. I saw 10 years.
Okay.
Okay.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. All right. But I saw 10 years. I'm tearing up, man, because I don't like this. But
I don't like it either, Michael. And it really breaking my heart. This kid was an A1 student, but he just ran down the wrong road.
Yeah,
and
he did
the wrong things, and then my other kids like, well, you know, Daddy, what are you gonna do? I'm like, there's nothing for me to do.
There's nothing
you
can do, and actually, this is good for them because this will show them not to go down bad roads.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know. So this is hard, but it's in the long run, it's gonna be a good thing for him. And a good thing for the rest of your family. You just can't see that right now, but it will work out, Melvin. I'm going to have to move on, but I do appreciate you calling in.
Okay, thank you, Michael. And I love you, man.
I love you, too.
I love your story, too, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Take care. All right,
bye-bye. Yeah, you know, Melvin, just to see extraordinary things happening. But, you know, unfortunately, if you make mistakes, you know, man, hold on for just a second. You know, when you make mistakes in life, you know, we make choices, we make decisions, and you know, this person made a bad choice, bad decision, and my heart just breaks. I mean, honestly, it's just breaking right now. Because I hate to see this, but I also know that there's a reason for everything that's happened, you know, in his life, and I know that when you make choices that are not good, there are consequences that follow those. And we might not totally understand them, we might not like them, but there's a reason for them. And so we just have to make better choices and better decisions. Let's go ahead and talk to Carla. Carla, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Hold up for just a second. Okay. That call was very emotional.
I totally understand.
And I got tears flowing down my face.
Oh, God,
so,
bless you.
And so...
here's an astral hug.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Hey, you know, sometimes being an empath, it's just so hard sometimes.
I know.
Okay, go ahead, Carla.
Okay, I have a question. I know that I'm going through a transformation stage, you know, spiritually and also with my career.
Okay.
And I know that my career was going to go be a little bit more dormant and work for myself, and then an opportunity is supposed to pick up, come in, or I'll be changing part of my career. But why? Can you tell me what you're perceiving about an opportunity coming my way or me changing part of my career? And why is it so? I mean, it's like dead. I mean,
okay.
That ain't the word for it. And I don't know if this is spirit saying, you know, I just need this quiet time, but please send some cash, you know, PayPal. Is this an influence? Is somebody blocking me? Or, you know, I hate to put that out there, but, you know, I don't know what this energy is.
Okay. All right. Let's look at it. Okay. Could you say your name three times for me, please?
Okay. Carla, Carla, Carla.
Okay, and is there somebody in your mind because that you feel like that might be blocking you? Don't say their name out loud, but is there somebody that you sort of have in mind that could be doing this?
In a way, I kind of think so.
Okay,
I got at least a few people that could, but I keep on blocking them from giving them any power to do anything like that.
All right, let me look at this for a minute. Okay,
okay?
I'm going to be quiet for just a second.
Okay.
Okay, I don't see anybody doing anything.
Okay.
I don't see any of that energy. I don't see any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that you're pretty well protected. I feel like that you've got stuff in place that prevents this.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see any of that. Okay, but the one thing that I would tell you is one thing that I heard is Spirit said, wait and to see their hand move. Okay, what that means to me is, you know, this is a waiting period for you. This is a testing, patient time for you. But I got good news for you. Okay? Okay. Now, here's the good news. 2 weeks, there's an opportunity that's going to not just knock on your door, it's going to bust your door down. So there is something opening up here. This is a very good financial thing for you. I do feel like a physical move is in your path. Looks like at the end of the year here. I definitely keep seeing that. I feel like that it's necessary for you. I feel like that. Why would I be picking up unhealthy situation around you? Are you in an unhealthy situation at the moment? Or
I think it would be. I think it might be the area.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I both people look at the area like, oh, really nice. But my neighbors hate me because I went against them with the, you know, they were with the drug people and I went against them. So put it this way, the area hates me.
Yeah,
they're all with them.
Yeah, well, you're in a very bad energetic area.
And a lot of Santeria and a lot of voodoo is in this part of Florida too.
Yeah,
so that's kind of really.
Yeah, you're just in a very negative energy area. Okay, so Spirit's about to move you out of that, moving you forward. I definitely see some really awesome things opening up for you. 2 weeks, this opportunity pops up, and it is moving your career forward. This is a really good thing. Okay?
Yes, thank you. And how do I get a reading by you?
A full reading with me? I'm glad you asked. And here I'm going to tell you how. Okay.
I've listened to your show before, and I could never find – I saw your website, but I could never figure out how to order a reading.
Okay. All right. If you go to spirituallyawakening.com, okay, right there on that front page, you will see a thing that says book now. And so that should help you. If you have any questions or problems with it, there's a contact form right there where you can contact me and I can help you with it if you have any problems.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah. It's right there on the website, www.spirituallyawakening.com. Let me actually go over there really quick. I'm going to actually type it in here. To my website, let's do it together. www.spirituallyawakening.com. Click enter. And we will pop up my website, maybe, sometime in the near future. My computer sometimes doesn't work totally very fast. And there we go. All right. If you go to my website, you will see a little guy, meditation guy in purple, bright purple. Then if you look right under where it says Spiritual Awakening with Psychic Medium Michael, you will see a box that says, want to schedule an appointment? And hopefully you do. And so what you do is you click right there where it says big blue letters, says click here, click there, and it will take you to a booking site. You will see Spiritual Awakening at the top, and it says choose time. You can pick an appointment and walk you through there, okay? So that hopefully helps you. All right, let's talk to my last call of the day. And could you say your name for me?
Oh, yeah, it's Chuika.
Okay, all right. I had no idea how to say that. Okay.
I know. When somebody pauses, like even when I go to offices, I know that it's for me because I never know how to say my name.
All right. Yeah, because I was like, whoa. Okay. I will tell you, I think that's the first. I think you're the first one that I've ever had with that name. So I don't think I'm going to find too many with that name. So, but
no, if you Google it, it'll show up my address only.
All right. Hey, how can I help you today?
I was wanting to know, my dad's been going through a divorce with my ex-stepmom.
Okay.
And it's been going on about 8 years now. And it stresses him out really bad.
Okay.
And so I wanted to see him. Maybe what can he do to end it? She wants more money and some land that he has. And
okay.
So it's he's going back to one.
Okay, this is done this year. This is done. It's over. I don't know how it's going to be over. I don't know how Spirit's going to intervene in this, but he's going to be free out of this by the end of the year. I feel everything that's telling me that. I don't know how it's going to happen. I will tell you that. I don't know. But I will tell you that, you know, it's been too long now. and he needs peace. You know, he needs, you know, and she does too. You know, this thing needs to be settled so they can both move on with their lives. And it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that they could not get along and stuff like that. That's unfortunate. But a lot of times that happens. And people grow apart from each other, and that's what I sort of seen happen here. So he needs peace. She needs peace. I'm going out on a huge limb. I'm going to say by the end of the year, this is done.
By the end of the year?
Yeah.
Is it going to go towards his way, or do you think hers? Because almost all the dates, the judge has been granting her everything.
Yeah.
Stressing.
Yeah. I feel like she's not going to get a whole bunch more. She's not going to get, you know, everything here at all. But the main thing here is that this relationship ends and moves on. And, you know, and I feel like that will happen towards the end of the year. Okay?
Oh, great.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. I love your name, by the way. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you all so much for being a part of the show today. I'm a little tired. I got to still mow yard. I still got to mow some yard. But that's all right. That's good for me. All right. Hey, you know, I love you guys so much. Please join me Wednesday. Wednesday for me is a very special day. And that's all I'm going to say about it. But the show's called, the show's going to be called Peanut Butter Cookies and Wisdom. And so join me Wednesday to find out what that's all about. And, give you a little teasers there. And Peanut Butter Cookies and Wisdom. And so join me for that day, okay? That's May 1st. And that show will be, Wednesday. Will be probably... Hold on for just a second while I get this from Spirit. I'm trying to think. Is there anybody on that I know? Okay. I think... I don't know. I can't remember. 10 a.m. Let's go ahead with 10 a.m. on Wednesday. All right? Because I think there's a show, and I don't want to step on their toes. I think there's a show on at 1 that I don't want to step on their toes. 10 a.m. On Wednesday. Peanut Butter Cookies and Wisdom. All right? Friday. Gerald Carroll, an amazing spiritualist, amazing psychic medium, amazing tarot card reader, amazing person, will be with us at 1 o'clock on Friday. And then I get to travel out of town on Saturday. We will not have a show on Saturday, and I will not be available for readings on the weekend. The 4th and the 5th, I am not available for readings. So those are not available. But I am available for readings. You have to book ahead about 24 hours, I think. So you can book readings tomorrow. Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, but I will not be doing any readings on the weekend. All right. I'm actually having an event. I would tell you about it, but it sold out, and so that's good. And so that's exciting. That's awesome. And you know, the one thing that I want to tell you really quick in about 10 minutes here, you know, the one thing I want to give myself credit. Because the one thing that I think happened here with me is I got rid of a whole bunch of my own hurt and a whole bunch of my own baggage. And a lot of you know that I went through a really rough time in my life. A lot of stuff was going on, and that's behind me. And, I don't have any anger. I don't have anything with that. And that's a good feeling. And, because the one thing I learned is when you hold on to unforgiveness, when you hold on to resentment, when you hold on to anger, when you hold on to hurt, the only person that's hurting is yourself. It's the only person that's hurting. And I don't know about you, but I got really sick and tired of living my life as a victim. I am not a victim. I am a divine being, a spiritual being, having a human experience, and I am not a victim. I'm a victor. And so are you. So are you. Today is your Exonoria day. Your miracle day is today. I believe it with everything inside of me. If you want it to be. it probably started out just like any ordinary day, just like mine did. That day started like any ordinary day. I got up, I took a shower, I put on my clothes, I ate a Pop-Tart. Yeah, not very nutritious breakfast, but I ate a Pop-Tart and ran out the door into a miracle day. I just didn't know it yet. And that's how your day is right now. You just don't realize today is your miracle day yet. You don't realize that angels are going to intervene in your life today. To you, it's just another day. But it doesn't have to end that way. If you want to share your miracle with me, your extraordinary moment, that wow, man, I can't believe it moment, write me, insightswithmichaelymel.com. I would love to hear it. I would love to hear your story. And who knows, might let you share it on air if you want. I think it's time for us to share those things. I think it's time for us to share those wow moments in our life when Spirit has stepped in. Because they help encourage us. So I hope that my story encouraged you today. I hope the show encouraged you today. I hope that readings helped you. Let me give you my website one more time. And I will tell you, those readings are on sale right now. Today and tomorrow, they're on sale. If you book now, I will honor those prices. You know, you can book all the way until June. I don't care. If you book today and pay today, you get that price. So you want to book a reading in October, book a reading now. That price. It doesn't matter. Just book it now. Because you can save $20 right now on a 30-minute or an hour reading. You can save $20. My readings aren't very high anyhow. You look around the websites. You look around at other readers. You know, I look at other readers and I go, what? You know, I look at their prices. I go, what? You know, everybody's entitled to charge what they want. I try to keep my prices as low as possible because I want to be a psychic for all people. And if you can't, let's put this out there. If you want a reading with me and maybe you can't afford right now a reading, write me an email. I might be able to work something out with you. If you feel like that you need a reading, let's just throw it out there. If you feel like that you need a reading and maybe you can't afford a reading with me, maybe we can work something out. InsightsWithMichaelYMel.com. Okay? Don't let money stop you from having a miracle in your life. All right? I'll work with you somehow. InsightsWithMichaelYMel.com is our email address. Websites, www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Find out what's coming up on the show. Listen to some of the guests I've had. I've had some guests that's really rocked. Awesome people. So I love them. Man, yeah, I do. I don't think there's a guest that I haven't liked. So I like them. All right. Otherwise, it wouldn't be on air. And my website, www.spirituallyawakening.com, spirituallyawakening.com, and set up a reading. Save $20. Do it now. All right. Don't lose out because those prices will go up on Wednesday, May 1st. They go up. All right. So book now. All right. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Please pray for Melvin's son. Please pray for him. Please pray for Melvin. My heart just broke on that reading, man. I was gonna have to get out the hankies. I do care. I really do. And hopefully it shines forth here. All right. Join me Wednesday, 10 a.m. for peanut butter cookies and wisdom. All right. See you then. Have a great day. Bye-bye, guys. Be blessed.
Prophetically right now, to see.
I can see a new